time for another edition of What's On Your Mind. It's Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's where we go around the room and tell everybody what we've been thinking about lately. It's a really tricky question for me every time we do this, because I guess it depends on which part of my body I've been thinking with. So instead of telling everybody what's on my mind, I'd just like to show you guys if that's
thank
okay.
You. No,
I don't.
Don't answer yet. Just think about it more.
Okay?
And while you do that, Brooke, tell us what's on your mind this week.
There's something wrong with me. I have, like, I don't even know what to call it. Like, hey girl face disorder or something.
Okay.
I can't take a picture without looking, like, surprised. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, the like basic girl mouth open, hey, every time I take a picture. And it's driving me crazy. They're like, photo, like, that is the face that I make every single time. And I didn't realize how bad it was until I started to look. I was just looking for something to post on Instagram, like a picture of myself. I'm like, oh, my God. Every picture I have of myself is me going,
It's all the same.
With my mouth.
Shocked all the time.
And it's not just me. Like, yeah. I take pictures. Like, I took a picture with Ashley, who works with us. She did the same face.
Really?
I don't know. Like, I can't stop.
Is this like a basic girl thing?
I don't know. But then when I stop and smile normally, I think I look weird.
So just stick with it then.
If anyone has recovered from this hey face, surprise face thing, if they could let me know how they got through it, it'd be really helpful.
It's like because your duck face.
We got a lot of holiday photos coming up, and I don't want every single one of them to me go with my big mouth open.
Surprise!
Hey!
Jose, what's on your mind?
Well, I have an issue. So,
an issue?
I have many issues. The main problem is I just friended my aunt on Facebook.
Okay. Mm.
Which, it's kind of drama. You guys have added family members. It's always weird.
Well, Facebook is only old people now anyway.
I guess you're right. Okay.
You know?
But the main problem is that she doesn't speak any English. She lives in El Salvador. Okay. This is from my dad's side. And she sends me stuff every single day, like hourly. Like, she's way more active than anybody I've ever met on Facebook. But everything's in Spanish.
Oh, she thinks
so you can't read it.
I don't speak Spanish.
She's like, he's a Jose married into a Spanish.
That's my dad's sister.
Right.
And she knows it's me, not my dad. At first, I thought she was confused.
Right. You're like,
but
then,
But
you don't
knows.
Even know how to respond or ask her if she's confused.
Yeah.
You don't
I don't
know
Spanish.
How.
Yeah. And the thing is if you pulse on someone's wall, you can go to see translation.
Yeah, right.
But if you message someone, there's no translation in there. So I'm getting videos like that are all in Spanish. I'm getting ja, 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 ja. I'm getting stuff that I don't understand that much. And I'm just like, how do I respond
just
back?
Just say muy bien.
Yeah.
Every
bien.
Time.
Bien,
very
you too?
Well,
the whole time. Just say, I'm good, and you?
But the thing is I honestly, I'm trying to find a way to unfriend her.
Uh-huh.
Because it's so uncomfortable, and it's also a point where I'm also thinking about blocking her because that way she thinks that there's something wrong with Facebook.
Because you're the idiot in the family that can't speak Spanish?
I'm the only one that doesn't speak Spanish.
You probably could block her. She's probably old enough where she wouldn't realize that she's been blocked.
Yeah. So I'm like, is it rude or do I try to learn more Spanish?
Yes,
or do I
the
just
second
delete
option.
Her?
Yeah. The second option.
I think I'm going to block her.
Yeah, don't waste your time trying to learn how to communicate with her. Just delete her.
Yeah, I'll have to deal with it my own way, I guess.
All right, Jeff, what's on your mind?
Well, not to sound like a stereotypical whiny Jew, but the Christmas decorations in this office are getting out of hand.
Yeah.
I actually thought of this the other day, too. Mm-hmm.
Like, they went hard this year on these Christmas decorations.
There's like five trees in the lobby now.
Yeah. Seriously, like, I like Christmas decorations just like anybody else does. Yeah. And all the previous years, we've had one big tree in the lobby.
Yeah.
But this year, there's six full-size Christmas trees in our office.
And in the previous years, we've had at least one menorah out in the lobby.
Right.
And it is nowhere to be
no
found.
Menorahs, no dreidels, no little baggies of Hanukkah gelt.
Oh.
Like, I feel like I'm being discriminated against almost.
And I feel like it's only for you. Like, I feel like they're doing it on purpose.
I know,
I'm getting trolled.
On Ugly Sweater Day, there was one guy in our office that wore a Happy Hanukkah sweater, and he is like the most devout Christian in the whole office. So I didn't know if he was like mocking the situation or like what was happening.
Yeah, so like, I don't want to say that this is like a hostile work environment, but it's not very diverse up in here.
Yeah,
definitely not.
Well,
tomorrow morning when you show up for work, I'll have decorated your studio with a Christmas tree and ornaments and everything.
No.
Just take over.
I don't think it's so much to ask. That would be really nice, Jubal.
Just one dreidel, please.
That's all I'm asking.
One dreidel somewhere hidden underneath your desk.
It's on the Christmas
tree. I love it. Jubal, what's on your mind lately?
I forgot how nice it is to sleep in your car.
I don't think most people would agree with that.
I used to sleep in my car a lot.
I used to too, and I hated it.
You did? You hated it?
Yeah.
Okay, you know how Donald Trump says that he doesn't work out because he feels like your body only has a finite amount of energy, and if you work out too much, you burn through all that energy and then you die?
One of those smart science things?
Yeah. I think I've burned through all the energy in my body.
Okay. Because
I'm so tired. The other day, I literally slept. I took like 7 naps, and they were all like hours long.
Oh, wow.
I cannot stay awake right now. I don't know what's wrong with me. I feel like I've just used up all the energy. But I was with my wife and she had to get her hair done and I didn't have time to go home. And I was like, you know what? I'm exhausted. I'll just sleep in the car while she got her hair did.
It's kind of a cold season to do that.
Yeah. But it was, I forgot because I used to sleep in the car quite a bit and I got in the back and I slept the best I have in months, I think. Better than my bed.
Maybe you should put your car in your bedroom.
Maybe that's what I need to do. Or just start sleeping in the garage.
Yeah.
I don't know. All
don't
I know is
running.
The back of the car was so comfortable. But now I think that's the only place I can get a good night's sleep. Text in 78592. Tell us what's on your mind, positive or negative. Just get it off your chest. Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.